Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we featured an interview with Daryl Dexter, the co-author of Pulling Off the Sheets, The Second Ku Klux Klan in Deep Southern Illinois, which was published in 2024, and the author of Bondage in Egypt, Slavery in Southern Illinois, which will be republished by SIU Press in 2027. This month, the press is shining a spotlight on our criminology books. These titles foreground the stories of victims of crimes, members of the justice system who have fought for them, and the workings of the justice system itself. Keep listening to learn more about some of these criminology titles. On August 12, 2014, the body of 62-year-old Sheila Von Weiss Mack, the wealthy Oak Park, Illinois widow of famed composer James L. Mack, was found stuffed inside a suitcase in the trunk of a taxi in Bali. Back in the Midwest, listening to the radio, Sergeant Russell Freelane of the Oak Park Police Department pulled his car over to absorb the unthinkable news. Amid his shock, one coherent thought surfaced. Heather did this. Freelane had met the Macks more than 3 years earlier, when Sheila first reached out to the police for help with her increasingly volatile daughter. Although Heather Mack was just a teenager, she had already displayed a disturbing pattern of escalating violence. Freelane did everything he could to intervene. But as the abuse worsened, he found himself sidelined by a justice system unprepared to deal with child-to-parent violence and abuse, CPVA. In the gripping and empathetic memoir, When Lambs Become Wolves, The Chilling Case of Sheila Von Weiss Mack, which releases on June 17th and is available now for pre-order, Freelane traces the Mack family's descent from privilege to tragedy, bringing overdue attention to CPVA as a critical yet overlooked public health crisis. Exceptionally rare and valued by book collectors, Otto A. Rothert's riveting saga, The Outlaws of Cave and Rock, chronicles the adventures of an audacious cast of river pirates and highwaymen who operated in and around the famous Ohio River Cavern from 1795 through 1820, adventures featured in Disney's Davy Crockett and the film How the West Was Won. Once sporting the enticing sign, Liquor Vault and House for Entertainment, this beautiful cavern location decoyed the unsuspecting by offering a venue for food, drink, and rest. Compellingly lively, The Outlaws of Cave and Rock is nonetheless the work of a scholar, a historian who documents his findings and leaves a detailed bibliographical trail. Presenting many eyewitness accounts, Rothert supplies the lore and legend of the colorful villains of Cave and Rock, always maintaining the difference between stories he tells with historical authority and those that are pure speculation. Rothert provides both a fascinating narrative and a valuable regional history. In 1913, Charlie Berger began his career as a bootlegger, supplying Southern Illinois with whiskey and beer. He was charismatic, with an easygoing manner and a cavalier generosity that made him popular. The stuff of legend, he was part monster, part Robin Hood. In the early days, he would emerge from his restaurant saloon in tiny Ledford in Saline County with a cigar box full of coins and throw handfuls in the air for the children. Echoing the consensus on Berger, an anonymous gang member called him enigmatic, noting that he had a wonderful quality, a heart of gold. There in Harrisburg, sometimes he'd support 12 or 15 families, buy coal, groceries. But he had cold eyes, a killer's eyes. He would kill you for something somebody else would punch you in the nose for. Drawing from the colorful cast of the living, the dead, and the soon-to-be-dead, a state shared by many associated with Berger and his enemies, the Shelton Gang, in A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days in Charlie Berger, 2nd edition, Gary DeNeil recreates Prohibition-era Southern Illinois. In October 1955, three Chicago boys were found murdered, their bodies naked and dumped in a ditch in Robinson Woods on the city's northwest side. A community and a nation were shocked. In a time when such crimes against children were rare, the public was transfixed as local television stations aired stark footage of the first hours of the investigation. Life and Newsweek magazines published exclusive stories the following week. When Kenneth Hansen was convicted and sentenced for the murders, the case was considered solved, until questions were raised about Hansen's presumed guilt. Shattered Sense of Innocence, The 1955 Murders of Three Chicago Children, by Richard C. Lindbergh and Gloria Jean Sykes, tells the gripping story of the three murdered boys, 13-year-old John Schuessler, his 11-year-old brother Anton, and 13-year-old Bobby Peterson, in the quest to find and bring to justice their killer. Authors Richard C. Lindbergh and Gloria Jean Sykes recount the bungled 1955 police investigation, the failures of multiple law enforcement agencies, and the subsequent convictions of Kenneth Hansen in 1995 and 2002, and present new information concerning two suspects overlooked by police for five decades. On November 8, 1985, 18-year-old Tom Odell brutally murdered his parents and three siblings in the small southern Illinois town of Mount Vernon, sending shockwaves throughout the nation. The murder of the Odell family remains one of the most horrific family mass murders in U.S. history. Odell was sentenced to death, and after 17 years on death row, expected a lethal injection to end his life. However, Illinois Governor George Ryan's moratorium on the death penalty in 2000, a later commutation of all death sentences in 2003, changed Odell's sentence to natural life. And survived by one, The Life and Mind of a Family Mass Murderer, Dr. Robert Hanlon, a neuropsychologist who had examined Odell in the past, tells a gripping story of Odell's life as an abused child, the life experiences that formed his personality, and his tragic homicidal escalation to mass murder. Seamlessly weaving into the narrative Odell's unadorned reflections of his childhood, finding a new family on death row, and his belief in the powers of redemption. You can buy your own copies of these illuminating criminology titles from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about more of the titles in focus for criminology. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.